Tomorrow, Pete Peterson, America's first post-war ambassador to Vietnam, returns to his home state of Florida, where he says he will explore the possibility of running for governor. Mr. Peterson was no ordinary diplomat. He is a Vietnam veteran and a former POW who spent 6.5 years in prison. As ambassador, Peterson is credited with helping the U.S. and Vietnam put the war behind them. From Hanoi, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The details have grown fuzzy over the years, but Pete Peterson says he has not forgotten the terrible events of September 1966. He can still retrieve them like an old computer file. Peterson's F-4 Phantom had been struck by a surface-to-air missile. He and his co-pilot bailed out and were quickly captured by local militia, who handed them over to the North Vietnamese Army. Peterson spent the next 6.5 years in the infamous Hoa Lo prison, better known as the Hanoi Hilton. He was kept in solitary confinement and tortured on a regular basis. Fast forward 31 years. Peterson arrives in Hanoi again, this time as U.S. ambassador. He makes many Vietnamese friends, among them the two men who captured him in that rice field so many years ago.
I have maintained relatively close contact and have gotten to know their extended families, and we actually have quite a dialogue. And that is a very, very rewarding experience in my regard, because of us being able to now deal with only the present and the future. Neither of us are talking about the past.
Peterson prefers to talk about the present, or better yet, the future. A future where Americans think of Vietnam as a country, not a war. A future where the U.S. and Vietnam trade openly and freely. In fact, that's been Pete Peterson's pet project. For the past 4 years, he has pushed, pulled, and cajoled officials in both Washington and Hanoi, trying to convince them that a trade agreement makes sense. Some say Peterson at times pushed too hard, spooking communist leaders here. But in the end, it paid off. The trade agreement goes before a U.S. House committee next week and is almost certain to be ratified. Many believe it took someone with Peterson's background to convince reluctant policymakers on both sides of the Pacific.
He was absolutely the right person in the right place at the right time.
Peter Ryder is president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Hanoi. He says Peterson's background as a POW gave him the moral authority to speak frankly with his Vietnamese counterparts.
The guy is a walking, talking, real live symbol of reconciliation. And he's been the guy who was able to sell Vietnam in Washington and sell Washington here in Vietnam.
Pete Peterson has spent the last few weeks saying goodbye to Vietnam, attending farewell parties like this one at a 5-star hotel in Hanoi. Vietnamese schoolchildren sing and dance in his honor, while a giant ice sculpture that says, "Good luck, Pete," melts in the tropical heat. There are lots of hugs and handshakes and promises to stay in touch. Vietnam's Assistant Foreign Minister, La Bon, pays tribute to Peterson, uttering words that only a few years ago would have been unimaginable.
"We welcome you back to visit your friends, your relatives, and your Vietnam that almost become your second home country. Thank you very much."
Not only has Pete Peterson fallen in love with Vietnam, he's fallen in love with a Vietnamese, one in particular, Vy Le, a former banker who he married 3 years ago in Hanoi's St. Joseph's Cathedral. In other ways, Peterson has not been a typical ambassador. He has forsaken the traditional limousine for a Ford Explorer and occasionally a Honda scooter, which he uses to drive to street-side noodle restaurants. Peterson's unpretentious style has won him many fans, American and Vietnamese. Assistant Foreign Minister Le Bon says Peterson will be sorely missed.
"I feel sad, you know. We want him to stay and work between our two countries. He got the Vietnamese people feeling about the United States like a country, like a caring, you know, people."
Peterson scored other diplomatic points here. He helped smooth the way for former President Clinton's historic visit and opened a consulate in Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon. But there were also low points. In April, 16 people, including 7 Americans, were killed when their helicopter crashed while on a mission to search for MIAs. Peterson knew all of them. About 1,500 Americans are still listed as missing in action in Vietnam, only a few hundred less than when Peterson arrived as ambassador 4 years ago. Peterson calls the search for MIAs an honorable mission, one that should continue for the foreseeable future. But the question on many minds here is, what direction will U.S.-Vietnamese relations take after Pete Peterson? The departing ambassador has privately expressed frustration with the Bush administration for trying to hold up the trade agreement with Vietnam. Publicly, Peterson says, his years as ambassador prove that engagement and dialogue do work, and he urges President Bush to continue down the path of reconciliation.
If we were by any reason to change this or to look at Vietnam as some kind of enemy, I think that would be misguided policy.
On the bustling streets of Hanoi, there are few signs that America ever was the enemy. On the ride from the airport, one of the first things you see is a huge billboard for Federal Express. Hanoi now has a real Hilton. The old prison has been converted into a museum. For Pete Peterson, it must seem like there are two Vietnams, the dark Vietnam of 1966 and the considerably brighter Vietnam of 2001. But Peterson says he doesn't quite see it that way.
It's almost like a kid growing up in maybe one neighborhood, but going through all those different phases of life, and that's kind of how I viewed this. Vietnam, for me, is just a continuous story.
Tomorrow, the last chapter in Pete Peterson's Vietnam story comes to an end as he heads back to Florida and a possible run for governor. The last U.S. ambassador to leave Vietnam did so in spectacular fashion, a frantic last-minute helicopter evacuation from the rooftop of the old embassy in Saigon. Pete Peterson says his departure tomorrow will be considerably more routine.
No, it's going to be very mundane. It'll be a vehicle trip out to the airport, which sometimes is a little exciting with the traffic, but jump on an airplane and that's it.
Nothing spectacular about that, but given all that Pete Peterson and Vietnam have been through in the past few decades, that suits him just fine. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Hanoi.